This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruchim Abon. We continue in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen Yud, Sif Tes. Yesterday, we had a good one. Yesterday, if you didn't get a chance, we discussed undershirt tzitzis and other important subjects. Today, we learned Sif Tes. HaKnafayim Tzach Shiyu Merubois V'loi Shiagulois. The corners need to be squared and not circular. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Shiyu Merubois De'ein Eagle Nikra Knaf. Circle is not called a corner. That ain't a corner. Now, let's see the Bir Halacha V'loi Shiyu Agulois. Tzorach Iyun Ad Kama Nikra B'Shem Agulois. What is considered circular? I mean, if you bring in a magnifying glass, you'll see that it's not really square. It's somewhat circular. And especially if we take a microscope, we'll see that it's not perfectly square. So at what point is it considered circular? It's not logical, it's not mistab, it's not reasonable that because it's not perfectly sharp, that it's pater from tzitzis. The corner of the tzitzis should not be more important and more strict than the square requirement. We know that the mizbeach being square and the corners being square is ma'akev. That if the corner gets a little niched, less than a tefach or less than exactly kosher. V'loy nizkar shum nafgamina b'inam nifgam b'makim. Chudoy shel keren b'shar makim zeach. Mashen b'chol gam neik shera. It doesn't seem to matter whether the notch is in the corner or somewhere else. V'ayin b'suka daf mem tesem alaf b'toysed emasah shekol dat tam d'loy badam eladayin shem ribua. If it's less than a tefach or less than a kezayis, it's still considered square. So maybe the same thing by tzitzis. If it's less than a tefach or less than a kezayish, because the thing is, the mizbeach is much bigger, so that would not be a fair comparison. The Chafetz Chaim does not have a definitive approach over here. Now, what I'm thinking immediately is, well, let's try to compare it to tefillin. So later on, the Dirshu says, regarding tefillin, that also have to be square. There the Mishneh Berurah says in Simen Lamites, Simen Lamites, Sifkatan Lamites, it's Pashut, Pegima Kitana Kedei Chagiras Tzipoyren Eina Pesach Sas Rebu Shalan V'chemat Yoyser Mizah. There, just a nail's worth is not going to pasal. Now Tzitzis is bigger than tefillin. So it's Mestaber that if it looks square, it's a square. If it looks circular, it's a circle. But the Chofetz Chaim does not give a definitive definition. Sif Yud. Mitznefes Petura. Hats are Pater. You know, that's a good thing, by the way, because imagine if you'd have to put tzitzis on your hat. Afilu shel arba. Afilu shel artzos hamarav. Even of the western land. Sheshnei Roshem Meshulachem HaKesveim Begufam. You know, you saw the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church filed an official petition against the Haredim yesterday in Jerusalem. But his hat is what we're talking about. You know, what's that guy's tachlis? That guy's tachlis is for this sif in Hilchos Tzitzis. That guy came down to this world just so that we should have a picture of what we're talking about, where sort of the back ends, the front ends are on his shoulders. So it's like a hat and a whole, it's a whole costume. The afal pishim is kasav roish of rubai. Even though his head and the majority of him are covered, pater, it's pater from tzitzis. Why? Because it's a hat, it's not a garment. Kivin she yikar l'chasas haroish, the ikar purpose of that garment is to cover his head. The chsus chomer achmanav, like chsus haroish, your clothing. A hat is not clothing. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkatan Lambeis, Kivin Sheikara, Heichin loy mitchila rak b'shvil kisei rashi. It was prepared. It was created to cover the head. It was not created to cover the body, even though it covers his shoulders and the majority of the body. But it's a hat. You get it in a hat store. You don't get it in the garment store. V'loy ksus harosh. And not the ksus harosh. Now, by the way, the Bir Halacha brings that from the Malbim, that he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah, or at least with the Mechaber, that he says that if you cover your head and the majority of your body, you're chayv in tzitzis. And he asks many questions on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha says that in kedai lozuz mipsak ha Mishnah Berurah. And if you want to see further, you could see the Bir Halacha. But I want to discuss now the issue where the Mechaber is defining that tzitzis are only chayiv in a garment that covers the body, not something that covers the head. So now the question is the Atara, the notorious Atara. Can you have an Atara on your talis? Are you allowed to? B'nei Yeshiva are makbid not to have an Atara on the talis. We're talking about a silver Atara. Why? Because if you're going to put an Atara, you're indicating the ikar part of the talis is the Kisei HaRosh. And if you do so, then you're not Makai in the midst of tzitzis, because the ikar is the Kisei HaGuf and not the Kisei HaRosh. So what you could do is you could tell your Shver, do me a favor. I want a silver Atara on the top, and I want a silver band going across the middle. So if you want to charge the Shver now with inflation and all the costs, it's going to cost you about $9,000 to get a proper talis. You could do that. And then I would recommend you sell it and you invest it. And you could probably live off the interest for some while. But that's the Shiloh. Can you have an Atara? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umasha is not Totas." People make an Atara on their talis. Not because it's primarily, its primary function is to cover the head. Only so that there is a inyan that you don't flip around the talis, that what remains on the top is always on the top, and what's on the bottom should be on the bottom. That Rizal says such a hanhaga, we learn out from the krushim of the Mishkan, that the krushim in the north should always be in the north. To flip it around, it's not the biggest deal in the world. Now the truth is, every talis has an atara. Every single talis has like a silk piece on top. So that the Mishnah Berurah is not talking about silver. Because in the times of Mishnah Berurah, they couldn't afford a silver atara. That was like, you know, 10 years worth of salary. They're not spending that kind of money on an atara for a talis. But regarding an atara on the talis, the Dirsha brings down to make a silver or gold atala, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you shouldn't do it. It's not kedai. Because it looks like the ikar part of the talis is the Kisei HaRosh, and it's not, the ikar is the Chelek Shal HaGuf. Rav Moshe says that from the Achroinim, it's muchach, that you're allowed to make an atara of gold or silver. And according to the reasoning of the Mishnah Berurah, you want to know which part should remain on the top. It's mistaber, there's no major chilek between a silk atara or a gold atara or a silver atara, so you could follow your particular custom. But that's the potential issue with making an atara. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to hold it over here for today. We'll pick it up tomorrow in Sif Yud Aleph. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.